Welcome to episode 242 of Apartment Hacker. This is Mike Bourne, Apartment Hacker. It is my mission to tease out human potential in the multifamily space. So I'm still in Houston, stuck. I've been here since Tuesday. I was supposed to be home on Wednesday evening, but we're making the best out of it. Plenty of work to do in Texas for us at Radco Residential, but not the topic of this video. What I wanted to talk about today is maybe do a little riff or a rant on people who feel misunderstood, especially in the multifamily space, or specifically in the multifamily space. And I want to go back to the year 2005, 2006, 2007. I don't know exactly when it was, but it was, the advent of the internet had come along and the proliferation of platforms where people could start to express themselves, whether it be by blog or MySpace or other platforms, started to emerge. And there were people in this industry, that was one of them, that could see or maybe had a hope or maybe saw this bright, shiny tool as a way to market apartments. And so I started blogging in 2005. I started experimenting with MySpace in 2005, and I started to really try to employ some of the tools that the internet was offering to lease more apartments. But the company I worked for at the time, that will remain unmentioned, wasn't necessarily open to all of that stuff. Not 100%. They, in some respects, saw it as a distraction or getting away from the core business and the traditional avenues of leasing, or rather advertising and leasing apartments. So anyway, it was a period where you could see something. It was out there on the horizon, and you knew that it was going to be big. But inside the confines of an organization, it was very hard to do anything about it. It was very frustrating. Now, many years removed, you see some of those same players exercising those same technologies, or actually exploiting those technologies to do exactly what you were thinking about way back when, or more specifically what I was thinking about way back then. But the point to this video is, or the punchline here is, that will happen to you in your lifetime. You'll have those moments come along that you can see that a certain technology or a certain process or a certain way of doing business is better, and it will advance you, or it'll move your business along at a more rapid pace, or make it more efficient, or whatever. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. I stand here 11 years removed. Actually, I'm sitting down. 11 years removed from that point in time, or 12 years removed from that point in time, feeling thrilled that I was part of an early adopter mentality as it related to that kind of stuff. So don't ever give up. That's really the pure and simple message here, is that you will be misunderstood. You will be frustrated by that misunderstanding. You will work with people and around people who are just short-sighted, or they're so embedded and imbued in their ways of thinking that they just refuse to see it or don't want to see it, or they're nearing the end of their career and it's too much work, it's too much effort to unlearn what they know and to put into practice what you see as the future. Don't let that distract you. Don't let that get you down. Don't let that burn you out. And if it doesn't work in the organization that you're in other words, it's continually snuffed out, go somewhere else. Have courage. Go somewhere else. Get into an environment and a culture that is full of innovation and excitement and embraces that kind of entrepreneurial personality. And make the best of it. So, also, wish me luck that I get out of Houston today. My flight's again been delayed by 2 hours. Take care. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.